Welcome to another story presentation from Read Me a Story, Inc., located on the web at readmeastoryinc.com. The Christmas Elf by Elizabeth Yeats. Jenny and her mother were making the Christmas cake. They stirred in flour and milk and butter, raisins and currants and spices. The more they put in, the harder they had to stir. Soon everything was in but the three wishes. Jenny carried the bowl into her daddy's room. He took the wooden spoon in his hand and gave the batter a big stir all around the bowl. "I've put my wish in," he said. Jenny carried the bowl back to her mother in the kitchen. Mother closed her eyes tight and smiled as she moved the spoon right around the bowl. "Now my wish is in," she said. Jenny didn't know what to wish for. She took the spoon in her hand and thought that she wanted some new clothes for her doll Pauline, almost as much as she wanted a baby brother. And then she knew that what she wanted most of all was for Daddy to be well again. She put her other hand on the spoon, too, and stirred with all her might, wishing as hard as she could. "I've got my wish in, too," she said. Mother made a deep hole in the batter. She picked up the silver money piece that had been washed and polished until it shone like a little chip off of a star, and dropped it into the batter. Then they left the kitchen, for this was the time when the elf took over. Giving the mixture a final stir, he would send the money to a special place in the cake. After it was baked, whoever found the money piece would be the luckiest person in the house, with a wish that was bound to come true. Jenny often wondered if other families had an elf. Of course, he wasn't really real. No one ever saw him. Mother used to say that he was the spirit of Christmas in their hearts and all through the house. And Daddy said if they loved the elf enough, he would stay with them all through the year. A few minutes later, when they came back in the kitchen, Jenny looked into the bowl. "It's gone," she said, for no flash of silver could she see, only dark raisins and thick, rich batter. "The elf's been here and stirred." Quickly, Mother poured the batter into a cake tin and put it into the oven to bake, its wishes and its wealth safe inside it. The elf did a great many things about the Saunders home, and this Christmas he was busier than ever, for Mother had said it was going to be a very different Christmas than they had ever had before. Daddy had been ill for so long that they couldn't give each other presents that cost money. They would have to make the presents and trust to the elf. But he was a very special kind of elf. If he did something nice for Jenny, Jenny would return it, not by doing anything for him, but by doing something nice for someone else. That was the elf's rule, and it had to be kept to keep in his favor. "You're a big girl now, Jenny," Mother said to her. "You can make your presents. The elf will help you, I'm sure." Jenny nodded because at 7 it was nice to be told you were a big girl, and because she knew way down inside herself that because Christmas was Christmas, something wonderful was bound to happen. Jenny's mother went out to work every day, and when Jenny got home from school, she would go to her father's room and sit on the end of his bed. Together they were making a present for Mother, a pair of warm felt slippers. Of course, Jenny's father did most of the work on the slippers, but Jenny was stitching a design across the toes in bright colored wools. "But how do you know she needs slippers more than anything else?" Jenny asked her father. "The elf told me," he answered her. That was what was so nice about the elf. He told other people things they wanted to know, but he never, never gave any secrets away. "Do you know where Pauline has gone?" Jenny asked. She had missed her doll for some days now. I expect the elf has her, Daddy said. Oh, Jenny smiled. Do you think he knows she needs a new dress? He knows almost everything. Jenny leaned nearer to her father. Do you think he knows that she needs a little pair of pants, too? Daddy smiled. Perhaps Pauline will tell him. Jenny had to think about that for a minute, and then she smiled a great big smile, for Pauline and the elf must surely speak the same language. She wondered why she had not thought of that before. After supper, in the little time left before she went to bed, Jenny sat with her mother in the kitchen making a present for her father. She had learned to knit, and she was busy knitting a long red scarf. It did not grow at all quickly for her, but sometimes when she got home from school and picked it up, it looked at least an inch longer. The elf has been helping me again, Jenny said. But she knew better than to ask any questions. Instead, she helped her mother set the table for supper. Mother said to Jenny one evening, You know, darling, it's going to be a very long time before Daddy can go outdoors. It may not even be winter then. Don't you think you should make something he could use now, like a washcloth? Jenny shook her head, thinking of the wish she had stirred into the Christmas cake. No, the elf told me that Daddy would like a long red scarf to wrap around his neck when he goes out. Mrs. Saunders just looked at Jenny and nodded. That was another thing about the elf. If you mentioned his name, no one ever disputed you. It was always final. So, no matter what anyone said about Christmas this year, Jenny knew it would be the same wonderful day that it always was. There would be presents for everyone. Everyone, it seemed, except McTavish. He'll feel so left out if he doesn't have anything, Jenny said. Oh, no, he won't, darling. We'll ask them at the meat market to let us have a bone for him, and we'll tie a red ribbon around it. But he has a bone every Sunday. He'll think it's Sunday and not Christmas. Well, Mother said, I'm afraid McTavish can't possibly have a present this year. The elf told me that McTavish wanted a ball to play with, a shiny red rubber ball. Mother didn't say anything, for no one ever questioned the elf. Jenny walked down with McTavish to the corner store and looked in the window at the ball they had both seen there. McTavish stood on his hind legs with his front paws and his nose against the window. Jenny thought of the games they could play together with the ball, and McTavish wagged his tail almost as if the ball were his. Christmas Eve came, and the presents were all done up, not to be opened until the morning. A flat one for Daddy, a narrow, longish one for Mother, and a box for Jenny that was big enough to hold the missing Pauline. But there was nothing for McTavish. That night at supper they cut the first slices in the Christmas cake. It was a big cake and would last them for a long time, but Mother always liked to begin it on Christmas Eve. They were having supper in Daddy's room on a little table beside his bed. The first piece will go for Jenny, Mother said as she let the big sharp knife cut down through the rich, dark cake. She cut a piece for Daddy and then one for herself. Jenny drew up her chair to the table. All of a sudden she could do nothing but smile, for there in the piece of cake that was hers, shining like a star among all the dark raisins and currants, was the money piece. Look, Jenny said, showing the plate to her mother and father. It's come to me. The elf has given it to me. Well, sure enough, Mother said, looking almost as pleased as Jenny. Jenny was glad now that she had wished for Daddy to be well again. Jumping up from her chair, she threw her arms around him, hugging him tight. My wish is coming true, she said, the wish I stirred into the cake. Daddy smiled. What are you going to do with the money piece, Jenny? Jenny picked up the silver coin and rubbed off the cake that had stuck to it. I know what I'm going to do with this, she nodded secretly. For though it was exciting to have the coin, it was not nearly so exciting as to know her wish was coming true. After they had finished their supper, she said to her mother, Please, may I go to the corner store for just a minute? Yes, if you really will be just a minute, Mother replied. I'll run both ways, Jenny promised. She put on her rubbers, her coat, and her hood and went to the door. McTavish ran after her. No, McTavish, not tonight, she said as she went out and shut the door on a puzzled black dog. It took her a very little time to get to the store where she saw, to her great joy, that the red ball was still in the window. Please, Mr. Higgins, I'd like to buy your red ball, she said. Have I got enough money? He looked at the shiny piece at her fingers and wagged his head. 10 cents. Well, that's exactly right, to the penny. He took the ball out of the window and did it up in white paper with lots of red ribbon. Jenny took the ball under her arm and ran home with it. She let herself in the door very quietly. She would have to hide the package with the other presents so McTavish would not find it until morning. She could hear her mother and father talking in the next room, and another voice that must have been the doctor's. You're much better, Mr. Saunders, the doctor was saying. Indeed, it won't be long before you'll be able to be up and about. Jenny wanted to shout for joy, but she clapped her hands over her mouth and stood very still for a moment in the hallway. Thank you, Elf, she said in a voice not much louder than a whisper, but loud enough for an elf to hear.